You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The only Democrat on the August primary ballot in Michigan's 8th congressional district hopes not to appear on the ballot in the general November election. The district includes Northern Oakland County, Livingston County, and Ingham County. As WDET's Jake Neer reports, Democrats there have no way of knowing for whom they'll cast that ballot in November.
I'm in downtown Rochester right now asking people if they know who they're going to be voting for in the congressional race this year in the 8th district.
Not yet.
No.
No, I do not.
Not yet.
Do you know who you're voting for Congress this year?
For Congress? Mike Bishop is running against... trying to think of who he's running against. I would have to say I'm going to vote for whoever's running against Mike Bishop.
This should be an easy question, right? For Republicans, freshman congressman and former state Senate majority leader Mike Bishop is running for re-election uncontested for that party's nomination. And for Democrats, isn't it this person?
Parents here are building better lives for their kids, for our community. They're doing their part. That's why I'm running for Congress.
Melissa Gilbert got into the race last year running largely on name recognition. You might know her from her years playing Laura Ingalls Wilder on the Little House on the Prairie TV series. As a candidate, she was a rock star fundraiser, but she also missed public appearances, avoided media interviews, and had some controversial financial and tax issues in her past. Gilbert withdrew from the race in May, citing medical complications from head and neck injuries. Now, local party leaders have selected a replacement for Gilbert. Susanna Shkreli is a 29-year-old assistant Macomb County prosecutor from Clarkston. She's a political newcomer, but Democrats are excited about her record prosecuting crimes against children.
Being in the courtroom advocating on behalf of children who have been victims of physical and sexual abuse has given me the attitude, the strength, you know, and the disposition to tackle the tough fights in Congress that are not being tackled by Mike Bishop.
So Democrats should be able to say they'll vote for Shkreli, right? Well, first, party leaders must convince the Michigan Secretary of State's office to remove Gilbert's name from the November ballot and put Shkreli's name in her place. There's a section of state law that allows for candidates to have their names removed from the ballot due to health problems, but it hasn't been used since the 1950s. Congressman Bishop wasn't available to comment for this story, but his campaign spokesperson Stu Sandler says taking Gilbert's name off the ballot would set a dangerous precedent. He claims it could open up challenges against candidates who want to continue running but have physical ailments.
Congressman Dave Camp went through chemotherapy 4 years ago when he ran for re-election. Would someone be able to challenge someone going through chemotherapy?
There is a suggestion that Gilbert, who moved to Michigan from California in 2013, could change her residency to get off the ballot. The law is clear that candidates who move out of state can vacate the ballot. This would likely mean Gilbert and Democrats would avoid a protracted legal battle. But elections attorney John Peerich, who works largely on behalf of Republican political issues, points out that's not exactly easy.
You just can't say one day I'm no longer a resident of Michigan if you're still registered to vote, still have a driver's license, still have a home, you still live here. You can't just say, well, now I'm not a resident any longer.
No matter who he's running against, Bishop's campaign says he's confident his record in Congress will be enough to get him reelected. And the 8th district definitely leans Republican. But for Democrats, the hope is that having a strong, active candidate will offer a contrast to Bishop and force him to spend more money. And if having Donald Trump at the top of the Republican ticket creates a Democratic wave down ballot, it could go a long way toward turning at least one seat in Congress from red to blue in November. I'm Jake Neer, WDET News.